Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show. We start a very hot series here in Tulsa, Oklahoma with the Drillers. I'm joined by Mr. Todd Green, special assistant to scouting and player development near the top of this Arizona Diamondbacks system, kind enough to join us here in Tulsa. Todd, welcome to hot Oklahoma. I guess my first question is, what is the main thing that you hope to accomplish on these affiliate visits now that we're post-deadline in the season?
Well, it's good for me to come back and see him a second time, especially the guys who've come up from Hillsboro. And some of the guys may have been banged up when I saw him earlier in the season. So getting a second look at him just to confirm what I thought about our guys earlier in the season. And then also just to let them see my face, to let them know did I still care about him. And I have a little downtime here between seeing my trade deadline targets and hopefully advanced scouting for the Major League team. So. It's always nice to get back to the affiliates. The only one I won't get back to will be Reno.
Gotcha. And your role, as we just discussed, is during spring training, you're on the field a little bit more hands-on with the guys. And once the season starts, you kind of transition to a scouting role. That's got to be fun for you to kind of dip your toe into both worlds.
Yeah, it really is. I really enjoy being on the field with the guys. But at the same time, I like the flexibility of being a scout. I still have a child at home and a granddaughter at home. So being able to be there for them for the big moments and stuff like that is nice. I still spend well over 100 nights a year in a hotel. But I can kind of make my schedule around my son, who's a good player, and my granddaughter, who just turned two. So the flexibility of that makes this desirable for me. But my heart's in player development and being with the guys and seeing them improve and being an encouragement for them. So this is a great role. This is my 17th year with the Diamondbacks, and it's been I've been fortunate to be with a good group of people here. It's a really good organization. It's a people organization. Yep. It's a relationship organization. And I'm just blessed to be here.
The way you describe that is exactly how I would describe the Sod Fiddle Clubhouse, led by Javier Colina. What do you think this coaching staff does here at this affiliate specifically to create that atmosphere that you at the Diamondbacks are trying to create everywhere?
Well, I think Coley embodies that. Yeah. He has such a good rapport with all the players from all the different backgrounds that we've had come through here and currently on the roster. So he does such a great job of integrating them in. Along with all the others. I mean, I've known Ronald and Ty for a long time too, and Gabby scouted with us. Yep. Before he came on the field here in player development. So I've known all these guys for almost 10 years now, and we're fortunate to have a group of coaches like that at this level, because they're all really good, and certainly we try to help each other, sharpen each other, to give them hopefully their one day to go be a Major League coach somewhere else.
No doubt. I know the couple times that you've visited this affiliate, we caught up with you in Springfield as well a couple months ago. You're a Junior Franco guy. You love Ferrari. What about him draws you to him?
I just love his personality. He's an energy yes. guy, right? He's the same way every day.
Yep.
And the one thing, I'm not comparing him to Derek Jeter by any means, yeah. but the one guy I played with who was the same way every day was Derek Jeter, and that's what he is. He's yep. the same way every day. Regardless if he got three hits last night or struck out three times, he's going to show up today the same way, and a lot should be said about that. And so I enjoy my relationship with him. I enjoy getting here and hugging it out with him and checking in again. Just let him know that I love him and going to be here to support him.
Fantastic. Wellington Arocena starts tonight for just the second time at this level. He's one of the top arms in this organization in the farm system. What did you see from him? I don't know how much of his first start you saw, but in general, what do you think the next step for him in his development is?
I think just overall quality of strikes, specifically on the arm side. He can dominate the glove side now, which is the most important thing to be able to pitch on TV. So he's going to be able to do that. I have not seen his starts here, mm-hmm. But I know he's working on the arm side command with the fastball. And then his natural cut and the breaking ball are going to be good. So I think that's the next step for him, is being able to command and locate the fastball on both sides.
We've got David Hageman tomorrow night as well, also very new to this level. A guy that was acquired last year in a deadline deal with Texas. I'm sure you had your hands in that. But what about Hageman's game do you think has played so well this year?
He's just good.
Yeah. I mean,
he's polished. He has all four pitches. He has three that are Major League ready right now. And he's gonna be a really good starter for us down the road. We're obviously nursing him back from surgery that he had before he got here.
Yep.
And so he would have been here sooner if it wouldn't have been for that. But he is as polished as the starters we had in the organization since I've been here. All the way up there with Brandon Fott, who was really good at this level for us too. But Hageman's fun to watch. He's an intense competitor, and he has all the ingredients to be a really good Major League starter for a long time.
No doubt. Last one for you. I just want to ask you generally, obviously you had a long Major League playing career. You came up in the minor leagues. You've been working in this baseball for a long time. What do you think has changed the most about the way these orgs develop players now versus when you were coming up? If you could nail down one or two things that has changed the very most.
Look, it's different now, right? So they get a day off every week planned. I think the thing that's different is the information from a workload standpoint, from a training, and less skill-wise. I think we, even though they still do a lot of skill work, we did more skill work when I played. Mm-hmm. Less work in the weight room, less work with agility, less work with your body movements. Yep. So I think understanding the body has transformed over the last 30 years since I was in the minor leagues has changed dramatically for the better. And we just have to be able to put the two together so we can stop having so many injuries in baseball. I mean, our game at the highest level, we need our stars to stay on the field, and we need to try to keep these guys on the field here playing every day so we can develop them to be everyday Major League players.
Great point, Mr. Todd Green, kind enough to join us on the A&B pregame show. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
We're back next on News Talk 940 AM.